Let's set our sight on the longest-running political soap opera in the region. Yes, I'm talking about the Surrey policing story. Now, earlier this week, Chief Constable Norm Lipinski called for a firm date to decide the city's policing future. Now, Mr. Lipinski pleaded publicly with the city's decision-makers to stop delaying and make a firm call on whether they will be the only police force in the city going forward. Now, you may recall, in late April, the BC government recommended the city continue the transition. Now, since that announcement by the province, there has been no movement on the issue, even though continuing to stay with two police forces is costing the city of Surrey $8 million a month. For more on this, joining me from Ottawa is Brenda Luck, the mayor of Surrey. Brenda, thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Well, I know you've been very busy in Ottawa with a lot of meetings with your role at Metro Vancouver and at the city of Surrey. Back here in Vancouver, Chief Constable Norm Lipinski of the Surrey Police Service was out earlier this week calling on city officials to make a firm decision sooner rather than later. What do you want to say to that?
Well, I thought his timing was quite interesting. He knew full well that I was leaving for the big city mayors and the conference here with the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, and he decided to make the release the day I left. I can't help but wonder if that wasn't deliberate. I was speaking to Chief Lipinski on Tuesday night before I left. We had a meeting, and didn't mention anything to me then about the release he did, but so be it.
His comments that, the city needs, or sorry, the SPS needs, a firm date to start for planning purposes to move forward. What do you say to that fundamental point that he is making, is that the city and the SPS cannot afford to wait too much longer?
You know, that's a fair comment, and I tell you, I think we said that in December 2022 when we made the decision. It's been the Solicitor General that has dragged his heels for 5 months, and now the Chief decides I'm supposed to make a decision in 5 days. It doesn't work like that. We will do it right, not rushed. The Chief knows full well my position and council's position. We made that crystal clear in December. We now have to look at a report, which we will do. But, to all of a sudden, when he knows the majority, the vast majority, in fact, only two members of council are still in Surrey, everyone else is at the FCM meeting, for him to put out his cry at this point is absolutely absolutely irresponsible and pretty disrespectful.
You obviously disagree with what he has said, but there are many people in your community, your taxpayers, are saying, look, we need to get on with this. Whether it's RCMP or SPS, let's make a decision and move forward. Paying for extra every month, correct me if I'm wrong, it costs the city about $8 million a month to remain in the present position?
Yes, it does. It costs us $8 million a month, and it has taken the Solicitor General up until he decided to present us with a very redacted report 5 months to come to the conclusion we needed to make a decision. And now they put two options in front of us, disrespecting our right to choose. But however, they gave us two options, and now they want us to they want to snap their fingers and make us jump. We're doing everything as absolutely quickly as we can. I did not expect to get the NDA given to me at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. I was in meetings, and I was in later meetings with Chief Lipinski. So we're doing everything at the fastest pace. I absolutely do agree on one thing. We need to get this resolved. We thought it was resolved in December. I am disappointed that the Soul Gen can't understand that the city had the right to choose, but apparently he didn't. So we'll move. We're moving as quickly as we can. But now we have to look at an NDA that's being put in front of us, and we have to get our legal advice on that, because there's two things I have to make sure of, Jeff. Mm-hmm. First one is that I can be transparent with the public, because I've always said from the get-go that us being transparent with the public was critical to our decision. We have always been transparent. The second piece is our own indemnity. And what is the issue around indemnity for myself, for counsel, and for our staff at Surrey? And so we have to now get our lawyers to look at the NDA that the province gave us. And it's really important to also know this. There has never, that I can find, and I've talked to a lot of mayors, and I'm here with a lot of mayors, nobody's ever heard of anything as ridiculous as the province asking for a city to sign a non-disclosure agreement. We already have all the checks and balances. We have oaths of office. We have, we in Surrey, of course, have a commissioner that oversees us. We have rules around closed meetings. We have all of those parameters to work under. I work under those agreements every day. Every day I'm looking at information that has to be enclosed or has to be protected information.
But to confirm, you have not signed an NDA as of yet?
We only received it Tuesday evening late. I haven't even had a chance to read it. I was on a plane all day on Wednesday, and I'm at a conference today. It took them 20 days to get the NDA to us. They should have had all this done when they first gave us the documents. We could have had our lawyers looking at it 20 days ago, but they didn't.
So you're back next week from your conference.
Monday.
Yep. So you'll still have to go through the NDA, the new NDA that's been written up, and discuss it with your lawyers before you sign. And once that is done, and even if you do agree, you would only then, after you've signed, be able to look at the report the province presented a while back.
It's not a new NDA. It's the only NDA I've received. I haven't received another NDA. So I don't understand, first of all, why we're doing it, or why all of a sudden the ministry decided to pivot and require an NDA. But they did. So they've put us into this position where we have to get our lawyers to take a look at that.
Now, Brenda, besides the NDA, what's the chance that the redacted information that you're going to read is going to convince you that you need to move towards the Surrey Police Service? Right now, what I'm hearing is that there doesn't seem to be an argument where this report will convince you that you need to go forward or move forward with SPS.
It would have to be incredibly compelling, and you know, I can't really comment on it because I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on the information. But I can tell you that the process from the beginning 4.5 years ago to now with this NDA has been so incredibly flawed that this whole exercise has been really, really quite amateur. I do agree with Chief Lipinski on that, for sure. This has all taken far too long. And why? Because there hasn't been proper and due process from the beginning. And I can tell you, we will be looking into that all the way through, because this has not been fair to the residents and the taxpayers of the city of Surrey. Mm-hmm. And that sits squarely on the Solicitor General's shoulders. There should have been requirements for the process to be proper and due, and they should have made sure that happened.
Is it just me, but it seems to me the previous administration under Mr. McCallum, you know, there wasn't much openness about what the true cost of this transition was going to be publicly. Not like a true conversation did not occur with residents. My sense is, with $150 million thrown in by the provincial government with this particular report, clearly the numbers that were offered up by the prior administration were completely off, or there was never a clear, open, transparent conversation with Surrey residents and increasingly provincial taxpayers, because they're now having to come in with $150 million, that was one of the core issues, that no one's ever had an honest conversation about the cost, an open, transparent conversation with the public involved.
That is so true, and I have raised that so many times over the past number of years, Jazz, and it's, I think that's probably one of the biggest frustrations that I have with this whole thing, that there was never those checks and balances put in place so that we know that the public policy that we're delivering as a city governance is proper and is something that is going to be something for the future, something that generations are going to be paying for. And we have not been able to do our due diligence. And I can tell you that absolutely there was never any references to the money. We can look at the old budgets, and they were completely off the wall. There's no doubt about that. But I want to just comment on the $150 million, if I could. Mm-hmm. We still in the city of Surrey do not have one stick of paper that comments to that. I do know the deputy minister has said it. There is nothing past Treasury. So we know that that money is really, in my mind, just pie in the sky.
Final question to you. My sense here is that you're not convinced, and the majority of council isn't convinced, of what the minister presented to the public not too long ago, that this inevitably could end up in court with the provincial government pushing for SPS to be accepted, city council saying no, and prospective governments be given provided legal advice to say, yes, you do have some say, in this case, Surrey or the provincial government. This will inevitably end up in court potentially.
You know, I would absolutely hope not, and I believe that the Solicitor General wouldn't want to see that. What I can tell you is, today I know I have a choice. The Solicitor General gave us two options, box A, box B, if you will, and we're picking box B. That's what we picked originally. That's what we're sticking to. Now, when we get to see the final document, if we get to see the final document or if we don't, we will be choosing between box A and box B. That's really it. If we pick the one that the provincial government, are you saying that they're going to take us to court for not picking their choice? That, I don't think they would do that. So I think that we will be moving forward with whatever our council chooses. I mean, at this point, I can tell you that it's sticking with the RCMP. I've always said that. That is what our council voted on, and that's what we're sticking to at this point. But we did say we would review the entire report.
Brenda, thank you so much for your time today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye now.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.